This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Golf tourney is on Monday up at Jefferson Park. So today, two tunes from the Caddyshack soundtrack. Mike, we have Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right, taking on Earth, Wind, and Fire and Boogie Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
How was the voting?
It was an even 60-40 split there, Miles. It really wasn't one-sided at all. We got to go for the local boy. It's little Kenny Loggins on a bad
choice. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to the Men's Room 99.9 KISW Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Tell the Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Steven.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
The.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, that's how all these guys have talented teams and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Wall Street Journal published a guide on how to pass frequent flyer miles down to your heirs after they die. Tip number one, fly into Newark.
Seth.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Wall Street Journal this week published a guide on how people can pass frequent flyer miles down to their heirs after they die. Tip number one, fly into Newark.
Damn.
According to a new study, the use of cannabis among senior citizens increased 46% in the last 2 years. And you thought old people drove slow before.
Fallon. Ted Smith.
Kimmel.
According to a new study from the American Medical Association, use of cannabis among senior citizens increased 46% over 2 years. And you thought old people drove slow before.
That doesn't shock me. As soon as one figures out that weed lotions and whatnot help their joints, which hurt like hell for the last 20 years, they're all going to start doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't smoke it. Right. They'll do edibles. They'll do the topicals. I mean, you name it.
Plus, it's legal.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I mean, that generation, you know, even though the baby boomers were there in the 60s and 70s, where weed was massive.
Demonized it, yeah.
Right. Well, it had a whole culture, easy. But then as they got older, anything illegal was just an illegal drug.
Right.
But now that it's legal, it's like, all right. Actress Jennifer Garner has been spotted showing some PDA to a new man, and people wonder how Ben Affleck will respond since he once called her the love of his life. But we all know the real love of his life, Matt Damon.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Matt Damon.
I saw it. I was like, how's he going to respond? He already married and divorced Jennifer Lopez.
Right? Come on now.
Well, they're not together.
Jesus. For the first time, new episodes of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune will be available streaming the day after they air. Jeopardy fans are like, what is streaming?
Colbert.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
The first time new episodes of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune will be available on streaming the day after they air.
Oh.
Jeopardy fans are like, what is streaming?
Yeah.
Nintendo released its newest version of Mario Kart. In the new version, Mario just calls it Uber. Seth Myers.
Nintendo released its newest version of Mario Kart. In the new version, Mario just calls an Uber.
Anybody watch the NBA Finals Game 1 last night?
Yes.
No.
No.
I know it happened, but no, I did not see
amazing.
It.
Awesome.
But wait, let me ask you guys this. Having not watched the game, was it a good game or was the end amazing?
Okay.
So now that when you're watching the game, are you like, this is a good game? Or are you thinking, that's what I thought.
It was good. I mean, OKC was kind of up by 10 to 15.
Right.
But they never like got too far away. And the Pacers, this is what they do.
And it was the equivalent of the first game of the NHL Stanley Cup. It came down to the last minute. I mean, it was at the end. So, I mean, you want to talk about two great game ones between the NHL and the NBA. I mean, they should just stop right now.
Right, and everybody was like, oh, there's smaller markets, nobody cares. But Indiana has had a penchant for coming back all year long.
Right.
So that's kind of what they do. So, I was doing laundry or whatever, but, like, if OKC had been up, like, 20, I might have gotten nervous. But they kind of kept it right there between
10
like,
and 12.
10, yeah, 10, 12, 10 and 15, right? Just like it was getting away, but it wasn't.
They were crawling back, but OKC just throws up threes when they want. And when they stopped that, that was their chance to break it.
We got to remember, too, Indiana had 20 some turnovers.
Yeah, I read that.
What's his name? SEG.
But they said OKC really. Maybe 50% in taking advantage of the turnover. They weren't getting points.
But I'm saying, if you're Indiana, you won this game.
Yeah.
Plus, you had 20 turnovers or whatever.
Yeah.
And the best player on the other team dropped a 30-piece on you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I'm Indiana, I'm feeling pretty good. Because more than likely, we're not going to have 20 turnovers in the next game.
Coach would not allow that to happen.
And Halliburton, like, he kind of didn't have the best game, but he showed up in the fourth quarter, and the guy just hit shots when it matters. I also think, jet fuel for him was right before the season ended. They take these anonymous polls with players, and the players voted him the most overrated player in the NBA.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Well, that's some bulletin board stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I think that kind of helps. I get why they do it. I don't know that you need to, though.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know that we need anonymous polls and getting players mad at each other. Like, he's got to walk into some rooms and just, like, let's say Mike and I both play in the NBA. It's like, did you do that, Mike?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's who voted for that?
Correct.
Well, that's the beauty of anonymity, right?
Yeah.
It'd be worse on Madden for football players. We could rate that guy. Be like, nah, he's not that good.
He's
like
guys.
A 92.
Right. Well, they do it with the NFL, but generally those polls come out, like, I want to say during training camp.
Right.
So you guys have a season to kind of prove it right or wrong.
Plus, with Madden, it's the players themselves who come out, like, yes. Tyreek Hill, like, 98 speed, bitch, I'm a 99. Like, every year, all the players are like, nah, man. And occasionally they get a few players to go, I don't know if I'm as good as Madden says.
He used to bitch about their picture on the baseball cards. They didn't like those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Tyreek Hill, he finally got whatever, because there's always like one player.
I think he wanted a 99.
There's one player that's rated like the top. So that's always like the main thing you want to get, right? Also, I mean, there was a good episode. Vice has this dark side of football. Mm. There was one whole episode just on wide receivers and like how they're divas.
Sure.
Now, in wide receivers' credit, you got to remember, you play a whole game running these routes and stuff, you're really only going to get 5-6 balls maybe thrown at you.
Thrown at you.
Right, and you got to make a couple grabs. So I get why they're such divas and they celebrate, but between him and then Stephon Diggs doing whatever on boats and skipping it, it's just like, you need those guys, but man.
They know you need them. That's why they act like that.
Right.
Correct.
You don't see a lot of offensive linemen doing that, even though they are absolutely critical to the success of your quarterback. They're not the guys anyone pays attention to.
Right.
So, like, they're not partying on the boats unless you're the Vikings back in the day. But otherwise,
very rarely do you get a highlight of an offensive lineman that's like, man, that was a great freaking block right there.
Yeah. But the truth of the matter is this. Who is the best athlete on the field in football? Without question. It's not even a debate.
Oh, Lamar.
Well, as far as the position.
Oh.
As far as the position goes.
As far the hardest position on the field.
Oh, cornerback.
Because those guys are running straight ahead. The cornerback, he's running backwards before he makes his turn. So those guys, to keep an eye on the ball, to keep an eye on the receiver, to know what's going on, if in case of a run, to run the play, to start going backwards is your initial movement.
Right.
I mean, that is impressive. That is a different level of being able to play the game, to make a tackle, to knock a pass down, to intercept the ball, to come up on run coverage. Whatever it is, man, they're started going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I don't think, you know, if a cornerback gets an interception, people are like, oh, man. But there's a lot of good plays, you're right, that they make that the average person, you're just not going to notice it as much.
No.
It could be just simple hand fighting within 5 yards.
They took the guy out of the play. Right. That you're worried about, but they never get credit.
Whereas receivers are scoring touchdowns and this and that. So I think that adds into the diva and allows them to do that. Mike, to answer your question, I think offensive linemen, it's just kind of old school, and I think position by position, you have different ways to party. And those guys are just sitting around chugging beer somewhere.
Camera. Yes.
They're going to keep the weight on.
But they don't do it in front of cameras. But I get the feeling you're right. If we saw them thrown down together, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So the big news yesterday was a little bit of a relationship issue.
Uh-oh.
Right? A little trouble. I don't think I have to say where. I think everybody saw it. Maybe it's a house that's white. A
little infighting there.
A little infighting. So today I have for you a list of celebrities from 20 years ago. Celebrity couples from 20 years ago.
All right.
See if you remember them.
Let's see how many of these are still together.
I don't think any of them are.
None of them. Yeah.
Nope. Zach Braff and Mandy Moore.
I don't even remember those two getting together at all.
I feel like I might remember it only because you said it. If you know what I mean. Like, that kind of sounds familiar, but I don't know that
that's
I ever
an odd couple, though. Zach Braff.
That makes sense to me.
That one doesn't seem that odd.
Have these guys have either done a movie together, they were in a show together for a little bit of a time. They crossed paths when they were younger, I bet.
But that was the height of Scrubs?
That was probably the height of Scrubs.
So, yeah.
She had a good music career. She was doing some acting. I think the other thing, too, is you just run into each other like award show and stuff. Now, this one, I know people remember Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney.
Now, that is an asterisk on that one.
They got married in 2005, but got an annulment 4 months later. Renee cited fraud.
That's what I'm saying.
Fraud.
Normally you say irreconcilable differences, or we just jumped in too soon, or whatever the deal. Fraud tells me
what was
that
the
there
fraud
could be a
on?
Lot of things, because there were rumors back then as well.
That Kenny was a little zesty?
Well, that maybe Kenny, you know, whatever the deal was. When you say fraud, that means that you are not the person that the other person thought you were.
Right.
This was not the deal. Like, I got ripped off.
Right, but what was it about?
That's what I'm saying.
Court case. So she just said fraud. That's what Miles is saying. It's like generally people will put in like...
What it is.
Or just a reconcilable difference.
Which you can do in California.
Right. She just said, that was fraud.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody's like, is Kenny not...
If you left the show and you said it's because of those guys fraud, we'd all be like, "What in the hell do we do?
Right?
What do we do?
What?
Yeah, you guys were supposed to be entertaining.
Kenny's like the new age Jimmy Buffett. I mean, like, what is that guy lying?
That
about?
Is the weirdest thing, because most celebrities try to keep that kind of stuff. Look, even with Tommy Lee and his wife, she says stuff like, all relationships go through S. In other words, Tommy's drinking again, more than likely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. People go through their ups and downs.
Sure.
But she doesn't say, like, Tommy's just getting hammered all the time, or whatever the deal is.
Right. You know, I think Tommy Lee actually has just celebrated, like, a solid year or two sober.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it's not that.
I saw an interview with him. He said, he was like, look, he goes, that was my lifestyle. And he was talking about drinking gallons of vodka every day. And he was like, yeah, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
I think it's amazing, some of those people that just, like, that guy doesn't even have health issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one that actually is kind of fun. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
I remember this one.
They were filming the breakup back in 2005. They hooked up. They stopped filming. They broke up in 2006.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad movie either. That their chemistry worked really well together, in my opinion.
No, yeah. The name of the movie was The Breakup.
Right. But they lived in the same house, you see, so they had to find a way to be not together anymore, but under the same roof.
Scarlett Johansson and Josh Hartnett, they got together in 2005 when they were filming The Black Dahlia together.
Well, she's dated a lot of people.
They're probably both have.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, Josh Hartnett's a good-looking man.
Now she's got Colin Jost. Lucky woman.
Probably the most normal guy.
No kidding, you dude.
Hillary Duff and Joel Madden.
Vaguely remember that.
They dated for a couple of years. Well, they got together, though. He was 25. She was 16. Chris Klein and Katie Holmes, they were engaged, called it off in 2005, later that year.
Was that after or before Tom Cruise?
This is before, because after they broke up, she got together with Tom Cruise.
What happened to Chris Klein?
You know, that's a good call. He was in a lot of movies. It seemed like he was, and he was a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he was an attractive guy.
He was going to
good
superstar.
Rom-com actor, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's out.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and the Tom Cruise stuff is weird, too. These are alleged rumors that his marriages are almost arranged and it helps the female's career.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because going back to like...
Was it Minnie Driver?
Well, no. Nicole Kidman didn't need any help.
I don't know that Nicole Kidman, though, was that big of a star before he married her.
I really don't know. I don't know. I feel like I've always known about her, but he may have been the thing that launched it. I don't know.
Derek Jeter and Vanessa Lachey. She was Vanessa Emiliano back at the time. That was from 2003 to 2006. That was right after, I think, he broke up with Jessica Simpson.
Okay. Derek Jeter.
I want to see just his list.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or not Derek. Right. She ends up marrying Nick Lachey after he broke up with Jessica Simpson. Right. Sorry, I screwed him up. Here's a wild one. Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
They met at the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Award. Cameron presented Justin with Best Burp Award, which she had won a few years earlier, that they end up dating. And then Jessica Biel and Chris Evans.
Hmm. Okay, that one makes sense, though.
They even say here, you'd think it'd be more memorable. They dated for 5 years.
It brings no bells in my head.
Well, it's also, too, like, you know, you hear everybody when you're younger saying Tom flies, but it is wild. I mean, that was 20 years ago. It's like, Jesus.
Do you work with those people ever again? Like, if you dated for 5 years, and they said, we want to cast you in this movie with, your ex-girlfriend.
Right.
I think so.
Oh, does that happen?
Yeah. You could work with people.
Sure. I mean, as an adult, if you can't handle it, get out of the business. Like, sorry, exactly, man. I am hard about that. Like, you got to figure out a way to figure it out. Right. You'll be all right.
Now, if something really bad happened, I would have to imagine people are like, I don't know if we can cast those two together.
Maybe Johnny Depp won't be working with what's-her-face.
Amber Heard.
I would understand
but
that
But if they
one.
Did, when you go to the movie?
That would make news, dude.
Wouldn't you be interested
news.
In watching it?
Like, I would be interested in hearing about it, but I still wouldn't want to see the movie.
Because the movie's completely different.
Right. I'd want to read about everything that goes on.
If you said you're going to, I could sit in the corner of the bar while they get drunk and yell at each other, I'd watch that. But
You know what? I'd watch the outtakes of the movie before the movie. Like all the stuff that had to hit that. Like that's what
you want
to see.
The behind the scenes stuff where they say cut and immediately.
Let's see. What do you got going on this weekend? Should be beautiful weather. Tonight, you got Game 2 over on TNT or True TV Stanley Cup Finals. You want to check that out. You will have Super Regionals of college baseball. Again, I know it's a niche sport, but my family loves it.
Super Regionals.
Super Regionals. So this will decide who goes to Omaha for the College World Series. And then Sunday afternoon, you can end your Sunday evening with a nice little game two of the NBA Finals. That'll be on ABC.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to New Zealand, where a toilet can be yours for $270,000 cash.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you drive your car onto a runway at O'Hare, best probably not to work for DoorDash. In South Africa, a kid's bouncy house turns into a hot air balloon. A bear breaks into a senior center looking for soft food or a prune. And Pennsylvania police help an injured animal get out of trouble. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
At our top story, we're going to Pittsburgh, where a nursing home got a little bit more exciting. One of the nurses working their shifts reports to local media that she heard a crash coming from down the hall. Thinking it was one of the aides in the building that had fallen, she rushed to the scene and was greeted by an intruder in the building, a black bear that had forced its way inside.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey, baby. Did I make too much noise?
Where's the tapioca?
The bear lumbered down the hall, waltzing into a couple rooms while he made his rounds, even coming face-to-face with some sleeping residents.
Ooh, mind if I climb into bed next to you?
Eventually, they were able to coax the animal out of the building using Rice Krispie treats and a little motivation from Walker. Yeah. They just let it out with Rice Krispie treats and beat it on the butt with a walker. Nobody was injured in
that's
the encounter.
Hot. Now that you know what I'm into, spank my ass while I eat Rice Krispie treats.
I'm just looking for where I want to retire.
I'm so bad.
How often do you change the sheets?
Spank me again, Daddy. I'm not leaving.
Take the tennis balls off the feet.
Kinky ass barely. Ooh.
You want to shuffle on my board?
I like this place. Spank my ass and give me dessert.
Turn on some Yogi Bear reruns and let's light up this party.
Ooh. Beat his ass and give him Rice Krispie treats.
That's right.
Like, all right.
I get it. In other news, we go.
I'll be back.
In other news, we go to South Africa, where people can't just have a good time. A fundraising event was occurring in the area at a local school and came complete with a fan favorite amongst the kids: a bouncy house.
All right.
The kids were playing inside of the inflatable when something unexpected happened. A gust of wind blew in and sent the untethered bouncy house airborne.
Why don't people tether them?
I don't know. The structure rose about 40 feet in the air, which is about the time one of the kids inside the bouncy house lost her grip and fell from the great height.
That's one of the most windy places I've ever been in my life.
No kidding.
It blows every single day hard.
Where was it?
South Africa.
Oh. Did you see the video of the kid falling?
No.
It's not like movies where it's this long, graceful drive. The kid falls like a bowling ball.
Yes.
Like, he's out of the bouncy house, slams into the ground.
Right. I went to the southern tip of Africa. They almost closed the park because the wind was so strong.
God. Luckily, it was crazy. She fell onto a waiting group of adults forming a human crash pad who cushioned her fall, keeping a bad situation from turning even worse. She did need medical care, as did several others who suffered broken bones and one with a broken skull. And while needing some trauma therapy, everybody did come out all right on the other side of the event.
Yeah,
like, if you rent a bouncy house, do they set it up for you?
I'm guessing not, because I would think
they would know.
That I would tether it because it limits how many lawsuits come my way. Well, if I'm responsible for setting it up and I don't tether it and it comes with tethers...
Yeah, they,
right. You know what I mean?
It's a party company. They come out and do the whole thing. I've actually had it done. I paid for it.
So then they screwed it up.
No, the people, that's all their equipment. So right. They have the big fans to blow it up. They know how to to blow each section up. So that's all on them.
Jeez.
So yes, they're in trouble.
Yes, they are.
But did you see how far that kid fell? 30 feet.
40 feet.
Yeah, two of them. It was like, wow.
God, man. We go to Chicago, where there's a little security issue. At some point one day, somebody made an order to DoorDash that needed to be delivered to somebody at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The driver followed their GPS, which took them to an entrance off the beaten path of normal traffic, passed through a gate, and that's about the time that security footage can be revealed as the driver ends up parked next to a United Airlines wide-body jet that is pulled up to a terminal. Yeah.
I don't know if I blame this driver. Who's ordering DoorDash to an airport?
I don't think any of it matters.
Cruz on the tarmac eventually had a talk with the driver, and about 10 minutes later, Chicago PD finally arrived on the scene. It turns out that the gate that he went through was manned by an employee of the security agency who apparently didn't think much of the car getting through her gate, but felt the need to close it behind him after he was already through, and alerted nobody to the fact that somebody just drove out onto the tarmac.
I mean, so look, I feel the passenger on the plane, maybe they were doing it seriously. To me, it's a joke.
I would order from DoorDash. I think it was an employee.
I think it was somebody inside the airport.
Yeah.
I don't think it was somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, but either way, you can't get it that fast on a plane.
You go where GPS takes you. You might think it's weird as the driver, because Mike and I were talking about this. You're driving DoorDash. You might be thinking, man, GPS, this is crazy. But there is a security checkpoint. Now, you drive your vehicle up to the checkpoint. They don't stop you. At that point, all bets are off. You go, okay, they must know I'm coming, right? And then the security guard, keep in mind, it was a red sedan. It's not like a white box truck or something you might think it's supposed to be there. It's a red car.
Right. It looks like somebody's DoorDash driver.
Yeah, I don't blame the driver. I'm just like,
yeah.
That whole story is just insanity.
And then the
to
security
me.
Guard, like I said, you still didn't inform anyone on the backside of this.
The security guard was terminated from the company. An investigation is being launched by local authorities and with the security company. The story mentions that there's no word on whether or not the delivery driver still works for DoorDash. And as we've basically been saying, what do you put on the DoorDash driver other than the fact that you did drive onto a tarmac, and if you're driving in Chicago, you know that you drove into O'Hare.
But security
and you can
didn't
see planes on a tarmac.
Well, so the fact that you're able to do it.
But right, security didn't stop. You would assume security is going to stop. I know they knew they're there, but I know when I'm at SeaTac, I don't just blow through TSA. I understand that they're going to stop me and make me walk through a machine. If I go there and they do not tell me to put my bag on the thing, keep your shoes on, don't worry about x-ray, I'm not going to give it. I go, okay.
Right. Yeah, and I would think, too, even in a gated community, like the dude rolls up and he's got a whole bag of food, I'd be like, okay, you can get in.
None of that. Just drove in.
Yep. Just blitzed right on through. So.
And I bet you the security guard is not going to get a new job. Probably driving for DoorDash.
Yeah, but just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Pennsylvania, where a little critter got the help that it needed. Local authorities had their attention called to an animal in distress in the area. An otter that someone reported seeing nearby and struggling with an injury. They arrived and were able to scoop up the animal, handing it off to Game Commission, who then brought it to a wildlife center for an evaluation. Turns out the otter suffered a broken leg at some point, but that didn't stop it from going about the day. Still able to eat. Didn't seem to be favoring the leg very much, but they say it'll have to undergo surgery to get back to full strength, but should be just fine.
They're checking to see if he has insurance first.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got insurance? Now, how about that? If I'm an otter and I break my leg, I don't know anybody, I don't live with anybody, they'll just come grab my ass, hook me up, and set me back out, make sure I'm healthy.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tax-paying citizen, I break my leg. There's like 45 minutes of questions I got to answer.
That's right.
Until I identify as an otter. let's get out. I'm an otter.
An otter.
Careful. Where you say that?
Men's
Room.
<honor
here. laughs> I'm just saying.
Men's Room Sports. You got the Mariners in LA taking on the Angels all weekend long over en route. You've got Stanley Cup Finals over on TNT and True TV, and the NBA Finals over on ABC. As far as your weather, it's going to be beautiful, guys. Dropping down to the mid to high 50s during the nights, up to the high 70s, low 80s during the day. Beautiful, sunshiny skies all weekend long. And enjoy that, guys. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, you'll see you Monday morning the Bill Wright Golf Complex up at Jefferson Park for the golf tournament. A daily big show starts bright and early at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.